No, you know, last week when you were talking about phantom bands,
yes,
last week involved
that,
in them,
groups that never even played rehearsed. But you and your friends talked about being in a group and you have formed it, but you never played any gigs or made any records. What is it, Lindsay?
We had so much response to the history and the week of the podcast and everything that we thought we'd compile a midweek chart for you. So
I'm going to
give you just some of the response we've
had
from this. We give you The Vegetable Connection, later reformed and renamed by our listener Alan as Vindictive Furniture. Albino featured Matt in Kidderminster and a guitar case made in his woodwork class.
Never played a gig, never did a rap.
Shark's Fin carried Neil's hopes for superstardom. No instruments, just big ideas. The Shark's Fin double album was going to be called Cutting the Spume.
They were starting with the double album.
What does that mean?
Cutting the Spume means breaking the surface of the water.
Oh.
Sounds filthy, it's not.
Professor Patchum's Exploding Tomato, again, had no tunes, but the designs for the first three album covers were finished and good to go. Cranvac existed in Nick's head for a couple of months. They came from the Isle of Wight, had two songs, one of which was Biddy in a Phone Box.
Cranvac. Oh, please ask us why we're called Cranvac.
Out of the Valley, formed by five Bradford City fans, never played, never recorded, but man, they could order pizza. Beef of the Week was inspired by Andy's manager, who sent a moaning email around the office every week. His colleague Sophie hoped one day to play the tambourine. Susie and the Social Dropouts, a phantom band from Concert that recorded an album into a cassette recorder. They had no drums, just two wooden spoons played against the sink. And I give you, finally, The Kens. A jangly indie band with no songs whatsoever. The Kens planned a tour of the back gardens of Lincoln. Patrick wrote a letter to Annie Nightingale and tour t-shirts were even printed. Some sold, but the Kens weren't a complete waste of time because Patrick is still in the t-shirt business to this day.
Isn't that fantastic? Thank you very much, everybody who joined us. Phantom bands. I love the idea that you've got your three album covers good to go. You've got t-shirts, but can you
a back garden tour? That's brilliant.
I've got to tell you, that is basically the idea and the ethos behind X Factor. People want to be pop stars, but are no good and can't sing. And we've been doing it in private for so long. Yeah.